The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Mairead Farrell is with me, Sinn Féin TD for Galway West South Mayo and the new chair of the Public Accounts Committee. Mairead, you're welcome to the show. Congratulations on the appointment. And the OPW, I understand, up in front of you on Tuesday. I'm sure a few questions you've got ready for them.
Yeah, look, I'm not the chair just yet, Kieran. It still has to go to in front of the Dáil. I think it's on Tuesday or Wednesday, so I won't be chair in that particular committee meeting on Tuesday. But look, I mean, absolutely. Look, it's all about getting down to work when it comes to the Public Accounts Committee, and it is such an important committee when it's looking at how public bodies are, of course, dealing with and spending public finances. So, look, I'm looking forward to it. It's the OPW next week, as well as the HSE is on then further on in the week. And, of course, like, look, I mean, everybody's asking about the bike shelter and many other things, I suppose, that, you know, that the OPW need to come in and answer. So it should be a good session. And, look, let's hope it's an informative session as well, and that we do get to the bottom as to how, in the name of God, 336,000 of taxpayers' money was spent on a bike shelter, not even a shed.
It might be a fairly short-lived appointment were it to come to pass.
Well, I think the joke in the Sinn Féin team, for those who don't know me, is I'm 5 foot on a good day, and I could be the shortest in height and in length in terms of pack chairs. But look, I look forward to it. I look forward to getting into it, getting into the work. I think it's really, really important. Like, you know, the reality of the situation is that we have seen huge wastage of public money, and that's hard-earned taxpayers' money that is going into the government coffers and being spent on things. And when we look at the bike shelter, is one example, but we look at the security hut, like 1.4 million on a security hut is just, there's nothing, it's nothing short of outrageous to be spending that kind of money on a security hut. And look, we've also seen it then with the most expensive hospital in the entire world. And you know, it just shows how important the likes of the Public Accounts Committee is to keep an eye on the public finances, how important that is.
So we are, though, kind of operating under the assumption now, really, that the election is happening in November, aren't we? A lot of people have been talking about it, but it seems over the last 24 hours, Micheál Martin acknowledging it in an interview with the Irish Independent, and members of the Green Party, Oisín Smith today, a Minister of State as well, talking about effectively a November election being the most likely outcome. I assume you guys are all operating on the same premise, are you?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think everybody's assuming that it's going to be in November, like that's going to be this side of Christmas anyway. Like the finance bill is coming in front of the committee, I think, on the 5th of November, and that takes 3 days, and that kind of takes legislative effect then of what happens in the budget. So I suppose people were waiting to see if that was going to be changed and that it was going to come forward earlier, like next week. But we're just going to have to see. Look, it's Simon Harris that makes the decision at the end of the day. But like, I want to see an election ASAP. We're ready for an election in Sinn Féin. Look, I'm looking forward.
Do you not like a bit of daylight between all the stuff you've had to deal with the last few days and people going to the polls?
No, I enjoy election campaigns. Like, I've been doing them for 20 years for my sins at this stage, and I enjoy election campaigns. We're ready for an election campaign, and it's always good to be going out, knocking doors and talking to people about the key issues of the day. It's so important. And there's so much, I suppose, that I clearly see needs to happen to change in this country. Like, I mean, it is shocking. You know, we have so many different issues, particularly when we see the huge public wastage, obviously, of public money is one thing. But, you know, when we're seeing the way so many people are priced out of housing, like I take Galway City as an example. I live in Galway City and no affordable housing has come on stream in Galway City. And it's just, it's heartbreaking then to see all these people who have to move further and further away from, you know, their parents, grandparents, all that kind of thing, because they just simply can't afford to buy in the city, or indeed they are obviously moving in. You know, so many of my married couple friends, like, living with their parents with one set of parents, say, for years, trying to save up to buy a place. Like, you know, that's not the way it should be. Like, let's be frank about that.
All issues to be thrashed out in November, when we will be going to the polls, I'm sure. Mairead Farrell, Sinn Féin TD for Galway West South Mayo, who today has taken a step closer to becoming chair of the Public Accounts Committee. Mairead, thanks a million for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.